6. I'm Katie Ryan.
And this is Ashley from Indelibel.
And we have a very special guest today. Do you want to introduce yourself?
My name is Heather Goldston, and I'm with Indelibel, Ashley's sister. Just moved here from LA.
Yay, how exciting. And today, this is a special episode. It's our first one that we're actually filming. So you can kind of see us on our podcast. So let's wave to the camera.
Hey, guys.
Yay. So we are calling this episode Girls Night In because we're kind of taking a little bit of a different approach, a break from microblading.
Yes, because we've answered all of your questions.
So we're just going to celebrate.
Yeah. So I just figured, what are two things that girls love to do? We love to get our nails done.
Yes.
And we love facials, right?
Yes.
So went to Target and found some fun facials. This is something that anybody can do mm-hmm. to just have 20 minutes to relax. So we have different facials for each of our skin types.
Oh, gosh.
So I'm going to do a detoxifying intense black peel-off mask. So we're going to see how my pores handle this.
Okay. And it looks like you got me a shimmering cream mask, which I love.
And I'm going to be doing a vegan, vitamin-rich kale mud mask.
Oh, that sounds interesting. So should we go ahead and just put them on now?
Yeah, because okay. We have 20 minutes to, like, let them dry
okay.
and soak in. So let's...
Perfect.
Let's dive into it.
Rip and tear. So it definitely says to clean your face with warm water and then apply the mask, but...
We don't have a mirror in here, so I'm going to use my phone to help apply this. This says, because it's a peel-off, don't get it in your eyebrows or any hair. Like, I don't want to rip my hair off.
You're
so.
Right. It's dripping off your nose.
I know. I felt it.
Oh, my gosh. What if you get on your shirt?
It's okay. It's Heather's.
I was just going to say, it's not her. She doesn't care.
The joys of having your sister move in with you.
So Heather used to do nails.
Okay.
Went to nail school. So she
really?
Has the 411 on what
yes.
you should be doing with your nails, what you should be looking for.
Okay.
So everybody always is like, I don't know where I want to go get my nails done mm-hmm. or do you have recommendations? So this is a great opportunity for an expert to come in and really talk to us about nail care.
Awesome. So while we're sitting here with our face masks on for the next few minutes, yeah, do you want to tell us a little bit about the wide world of nails and everything that's involved?
Absolutely. So with springtime in the air, more open toe shoes are coming around.
Yes.
Feet on the ground. So I just kind of want to go over a few things when looking for a nail salon, what to not look for.
Okay.
Because those are a little bit easier to spot.
Okay.
So the first thing when you walk into a nail salon is look at the cleanliness of it. Look at the stations.
Mm-hmm.
Garbage cans are a big giveaway. They should all have lids on them so that way the bacteria and spores and everything aren't spreading everywhere. If they're dusty... that's never a good sign because that's all somebody else's nail filings and skin.
Yes.
Gross, right?
Yeah.
We definitely don't want that. So definitely look for a clean workstation, overall clean salon. The second thing you should be noticing is what are they doing with their tools? Tools should always be cleaned. The biggest thing I notice is that a lot of nail technicians will reuse buffers and files. Those things should actually be thrown out after every client.
Are you serious?
Absolutely.
So I have a question about that. Can they be sanitized?
So anything that is porous, so think of like pumice stones, the cuticle pushers that are made out of the wood, the mm-hmm. orange sticks, the spongy little buffers, those things all need to be thrown out. They're a one and done client. There are a few nail files that can be sanitized. They have to have a hard metal backing mm-hmm. in between. You have to sanitize those for at least 10 minutes in between clients with a hospital grade solution. And you have to also disinfect your metal tools as well.
So what's the dangers of not sanitizing those products? Because I know that I've been to nail salons where they've definitely reused that on me.
They do. They do it to try and cut costs and just cut corners, make it quicker and cheaper for them. The dangers are you're more risk to infection and bacteria and everything, and nobody wants to be sharing germs, especially with somebody you don't know.
Ew.
So better safe than sorry. Throw those things out so you don't get your clients any type of fungus or bacterial mm-hmm. infections or anything like that.
So you're talking even the normal nail files.
So the normal nail files, when you look at them on the side, if there's like a hard plastic backing in between – because each side of the file has a grit on them.
Right.
If there's a hard, and you'll be able to tell, if there's a hard plastic backing in there, that can be reused. But if it's pretty flimsy and you can bust it easily in half, you definitely, those need to be thrown out.
What about the ones, because I'm thinking I clearly have been doing my own nails for a while. So I have, you know, products at home and I just have my own nail file. Do I need to throw mine out after a certain amount of time?
You're good with, if you're just using them strictly on yourself, you can keep them. You don't have to worry about sanitizing them or anything like that.
Okay.
They're your nails. It's your bacteria. Mm-hmm. You know what's going on with yours. You just never want to cross-contaminate. Some of the other things, when filing your nails, there's actually a correct way to file. You should never be going back and forth across your nail. You should start from the outer edge, go to the middle, lift up, and then go, repeat on the other side. And that is simply to keep the nail healthy and less splittage.
Huh.
So if you're, like, sawing back and forth, that's going to damage
your nails. It's going to damage the nails. The only time you can do that is on the toenail, because the toenail is much stronger and a healthier nail than your fingernail.
Guys, I'm getting my nails done this afternoon. I'm going to be, like, critiquing everything.
I know, exactly. And now I know how to file my nails the correct way.
And then next thing is cuticle care. I personally believe you should never cut cuticles. And you can easily remove your cuticles with just putting on a cuticle remover and gently pushing those back.
So what is that, like a liquid or something you can paint on?
It's a liquid. You just squeeze a light little layer on. You can get cuticle remover from Sally's Beauty, things like that.
Is it something that we've talked about, coconut oil before? Like putting coconut oil on your hands at night and then getting your cuticle soft and pushing them back if you don't have access to go get cuticle remover?
Absolutely. That is definitely going to help. Or another quick thing, too, is after you get out of the shower, your skin is soft, just gently push your cuticles back. You can take your own natural nail and just kind of scrape around the edges, and that will remove the excess cuticle from your nail bed as well.
Okay, so the little tool that they take and kind of like clip around your nail with, you're saying that that's a no-go.
That's a no-go. Really, the only time those should be used is if you have a hangnail. You should never pull on a hangnail. You should just clip it short.
Gosh, I know. I've seen people that say that you have to pull out that hangnail, and there's no way I'm doing that.
Oh, right.
just clip that back.
Well, we have a nail person now. We can just be like, hey, Heather, come take care of us.
I got you.
Yes.
So another thing to also look for is if you've noticed your polish is lifting really quickly, the number one thing that a lot of nail techs will do is after they massage your hands, it's all great and everything, they don't properly remove that lotion from your nail bed. So really prepping that nail after you've received that wonderful hand massage is key to getting that polish to stick. A lot of people think that taking acetone or alcohol remover,
rubbing alcohol,
will remove that oil. But actually, the best way to get that oil off is just take a little Q-tip or an orange stick wrapped in just cotton and take antibacterial soap. That's going to remove all the oil and prep that nail bed and make it so the polish will stick. And then your manicure or pedicure is going to last a lot longer and you won't see that flaking, chipping, or peeling.
Okay. So are you talking about just regular nail polish or like the gel? Because I always have a problem with a day after I leave the nail salon, the gel is lifting and peeling off.
So if you're getting any type of hand massage or lotions or anything like that, it's all about prepping the nail before they put the product on.
Okay.
So it could be a couple things that they didn't properly clear all the oils off before. You can still have traces of your cuticle on there as well, which will cause regular polish, acrylics, or gels to lift.
Good to know, because it's so frustrating when you leave a nail salon and then your nails, the next even 3 days, start peeling off.
Right. Like you've spent all this money to have your nails look good, and then the next day they just peel off.
Yeah, and time. Oh my gosh. So I have a few other questions for you.
Shoot.
Pedicures. Is it weird touching people's feet a lot?
A lot of people think that. I personally am not a foot person, but I don't mind it.
Really?
You kind of get in that one-track zone, and you know it's a service you're providing to them. And when people are just so thankful and happy at the end of the day, you're like, oh, that was not bad at all. So,
okay.
I don't know. You don't really look at it as feet at the end of the day.
Okay. Just yeah. another nail.
Yeah.
Just keep looking at you, wanting to laugh because your mask is orange and it just looks like a spray tan gone wrong.
It does. And your mask has hardened now.
Now I'm just like, crackly.
It's like you're a little carrot or
wrinkled little carrot.
And yours is so shiny.
Mine, I'm starting to feel it tighten. I have it all over my hands.
Use one of the...
Well, I didn't want to make a lot of noise. So I'm just like sitting here with black fingers all over the place.
How does mine look?
You just look glowing.
I do?
Oh, no.
Okay, you look maybe a little ghost.
Yeah, I do look like a ghost. I ain't afraid of no ghost.
Does it have any shimmer to it? Oh, Radiance Boost Shimmering Cream Mask. So I guess afterwards.
On the dry parts, I see a little bit of the shimmer come through.
Really? So what else? Talking about nails, do you do your own nails a lot? Or do you have family that say, hey, sis, can you do my nails?
I do my own nails because I'm pretty particular about how I want the shape, about the salons I go into, everything. Mm-hmm. It takes me a little bit longer to do my left hand when I apply acrylics and everything like that.
Sometimes you can apply acrylics to yourself? Mm-hmm. Wow.
Impressive. I mean, now I'll be like, hey, do my nails. But since she's been in L.A., I haven't been able to hit her up for a manicure or pedicure.
Right.
But now that she's in Frederick, I'm super excited.
Oh, my gosh. You have your own personal nail tech. That's awesome.
In-house.
And then nail polish wise, what is your favorite nail polish? Because I love buying nail polish. I just love getting a million different colors. And I think I've gone through like 10 different brands to try to find the one that I like the most, like Sally Hansen, OPI, Essie. Which one do you recommend?
So the two that I use the most are Essie and OPI. That is just my personal favorites. Mm-hmm. Honestly, some of the cheapest ones can be the best. I really think it comes down to just how you apply it and making sure that you are prepping that nail bed. Any other questions?
Well, I have other questions. I thought it'd be fun if we played a little game to get to know each other since we have a newbie here.
Yeah.
And would you rather?
Oh, would you rather?
Would you rather?
Oh, my gosh.
So I have no clue what our questions are going to be. I put Heather on a task of to ask us a couple.
Okay.
And then I have a couple for her.
Okay. So. Fun.
All right. So first, would you rather, Ashley, would you rather be invisible for one day or able to fly?
Oh, that's a tough one.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with invisible for
a
day.
The behind the scenes
yes.
look.
Yes.
Okay. Katie, would you rather get one free round trip international plane ticket every year or be able to fly domestic anytime for free?
Fly domestic anytime for free.
Okay. All right. Go first.
I would totally, I mean, I haven't seen enough of the U.S., so I would go all over. Okay. I would like to see out west. Like, I've never really been to California. So, I mean, you guys know it better than I do, but I would just love to go, like, wine country.
Mm. Nice.
Tucson, Arizona. My husband's from there, so he wants to go visit and stuff, places like that.
Okay, fun. Mm-hmm. Love it.
Heather, you get a question.
All right.
Would you rather go to a job interview with a piece of lettuce stuck between your teeth or not being able to brush your teeth before going on a date?
Oh my gosh, this is so funny. I have that same question on my list.
So we might be sisters and think the same. I was wondering if this was going to happen.
Oh my gosh.
We'll say first date.
Yeah, first date. That makes it even better.
Oh my goodness. Let's go with the job interview. With spinach or lettuce stuck in between.
That's rough.
Yeah.
That's bold. That's a bold move. Mm-hmm.
Because if I can be confident enough to sell myself and have...
In an interview?
And have... And
lettuce in your
lettuce
teeth?
Lettuce in my teeth, they must really believe in me.
Should we peel off our masks?
I think so.
Or we also have another big thing to announce as well.
Yes, let's get into that and then we'll do our masks and then we can prepare for our next episode.
So as we've been talking for the past 6 weeks, we were doing a microblading giveaway.
For all of our podcast listeners who entered to win.
Yes.
And we randomly drew a name. And the winner is Crystal Jarvis.
Yay!
So, Crystal, you've just won microblading just in time for the summer.
Oh, my goodness.
So, I will be contacting you and we can set up an appointment.
That's so exciting. What a lucky winner.
I know.
We had a lot of people enter in the contest. So, very, very exciting.
Yay.
And that was a big giveaway.
Yes. So, just remember, next week we're going to start talking about eyeliner.
Eyeliner,
so,
cool.
Lots of questions with that one. It's a little more, I would say a lot of people think it's a little more scary.
Okay.
So, because it's your eyelid. Mm-hmm. So we're just going to be diving into what it really entails and putting your mind at ease with eyeliner.
Exciting. I can't wait.
Yeah. All right. Are we ready to take off our masks?
Yes. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Okay.
So while we're working on taking our masks off, we will let you guys know later how this went. But this was such a fun episode.
I know. I loved it. Girls' night in.
Girls' night in. And thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
This was a blast and definitely a lot of information that we learned about nails.
Yes.
So thanks, guys, for tuning in to episode 6. And we'll be back for episode 7.
Yeah. Have a great week, guys.
Yeah.